This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:35 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn, Ayman and Kelvin. And in the studio with us is Keith Kam for the Market Wrap. So with what's happening on the US-China trade war, we are seeing China's economy being affected. And with that, the Chinese yuan currency has lost its value somewhat in the past year. And I'm sure this has had an impact on, you know, the number of Chinese citizens traveling abroad for holidays this year and going forward.
Yeah, so firstly, Ayman, the Chinese currency, the yuan, has indeed lost its value since the trade war started. It's a currency that's fixed by the People's Bank of China. That's the country's central bank. It's fixed not in the same way the ringgit was fixed at 380 between 97 and 2005. Now, the CNY, that's the code for the Chinese yuan, it's not Chinese New Year, is fixed based on a band, a sort of like a managed float where it moves between, you know, plus minus 2% from that level. Currently, it is at about 7 yuan to the US dollar, and it's the weakest since around 2008, which means Chinese goods appear cheaper to people outside. So this sort of strategy employed by the Chinese government is aimed at trying to offset some of the tariffs that Donald Trump had imposed on a lot of Chinese goods entering the US. So if you make Chinese goods cheaper, you know, the tax would sort of like, it would sort of like cover up for the tax. Mm-hmm. So anyway, the weaker China currency means fewer Chinese tourists can go abroad for their holidays. And a Bloomberg report has highlighted that many previously favoured destinations like Bali, Hanoi and Thailand are feeling the pinch. And data have shown that in Thailand, tourist arrivals from China have declined in 5 out of 7 months this year. Indonesia, mainland Chinese tourists have dropped for 6 consecutive months through July this year. And economists expect this to continue until 2020.
And that year is also, and it happens to be, Visit Malaysia Year, which has a target of 30 million arrivals and 100 billion ringgit in receipts. Would this put a dampener on the VMI plans?
Well, we did ask the Tourism Malaysia Director General a few days ago, Datuk Musa Yusof. I have a clip, but I cleverly forgot to put it in. He says there are plans to not completely rely on tourists from just one region. They're looking at Middle Eastern tourists who generally spend a lot more than Chinese tourists who come here.
Which is what we talked about a couple of days ago.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. He was also looking at long-haul tourists who, at the end of the day, spend a lot longer time here in Malaysia. And, you know, this will help, I suppose, offset some of the Chinese tourists who come in. And even today, they've launched an official Visit Malaysia Year 2020 song. I also had a clip, which I forgot to put in. Friday.
Yes, it is.
Can you sing it for us?
I'd rather not.
I think we're probably going to try to get that clip going later on, because the reaction in the office when you guys were listening to it earlier was immense. I mean, I haven't heard it, but there were some less than complimentary remarks being made, I think, around the news desk. So I'm just saying. So on to Bursa, there was some news, I understand, regarding Axiata and Digi today.
Yeah, so it's been confirmed that Axiata Group, that's how they want it pronounced, and Norway's Telenor, which has a 49% stake in Digi.com, they've called off plans for a merger. It's something that's been in the works for the past 4 months or so. The talks that they were in were supposed to be concluded by the end of this month, at the end of the third quarter, so it's confirmed that the talks are off. Shares in both telcos were suspended from trading in the afternoon session, but as at midday, Axiata was up at was at 4.88, up 2.3% from yesterday's close. DG was at 4.89, down 0.2% from yesterday's close.
Keith, thank you for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.